You're listening to SBS News.
Australian film director Jennifer Kent has won the Special Jury Prize at the Venice Film Festival for her thriller The Nightingale. She has dedicated the award to the Indigenous people of Tasmania, whose brutal treatment by the British colonisers are explicitly played out in the film. Miss Kent, the only female director in the main competition, says she hopes more women will be represented in the future.
The feminine force is the most powerful and healing force on the planet. So I hope and I'm confident that next year and the year after and the year after, we will see more and more women inhabiting this space.
Jennifer Kent captured plenty of the spotlight at this year's festival after being the subject of a sexist insult. When her name first appeared on screen at a media screening event, there had been applause, followed by an offensive heckle from an Italian reporter who has since had his credentials revoked. In accepting her award, Kent says the incident highlights the need for more women in filmmaking.
I'd just also like to say to all those women out there wanting to make films, please go and do it. We need you.
The Indigenous male lead by Carly Ganumba has also won the festival's award for Best Up-and-Coming Actor. He says he was proud to be part of Kent's film.
This story is but one of many. The brutality depicted in The Nightingale is only just scratching the surface. Our history in Australia has been whitewashed, but in my personal experience, it is only through confronting and addressing pain that we heal the hurt.
The British film The Favourite was runner-up, with Olivia Colman winning Best Actress for her portrayal of Queen Anne. Best Actor went to William Dafoe for his depiction of Vincent van Gogh. Jury members, including Australia's Naomi Watts, announced the top prize had been awarded to Roma, one of several films focusing on female characters. Its director, Mexican Alfonso Cuarón, has thanked his family nanny Lebo, one of several women the film is based on.
In one of those serendipitous coincidences, today is the birthday of Lebo, the woman from which the character of Cleo is based upon. So serve this as a birthday present.
The movie also gave its maker Netflix its first major festival victory. It seals the online streaming company's reputation as a big name in arthouse movies, as it seeks to position itself as a major force in cinema. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.